ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। वंस मोर प्लीज एवरीबडी चैंट विथ ग्रेट डिवोशन। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इंग्लिश ना। First of all, I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude for inviting me here amongst all of you to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam on this Sunday morning. Jai Ho. Our life should have echoes like this constantly. The background. We went to sleep, we wake up, we think something, stop something, immediately the echo will continue. That is the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness. So that the background music of the holy name constantly goes on. Even if we forget, it will remind us. Mind will say, go here, go there, sense gratification. And the background music will remind you. Come here at the lotus feet of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada established this beautiful system of Sunday feast, Priti Bhojan, so that everybody comes together. Instead of getting engaged on a Sunday morning, afternoon in some sense gratification activities, getting lost in the lap of Maya, instead of that, get up in the morning, take some rest, do some chores of the house, and come to meet the devotees, to see the Lord. Srila Prabhupada also told that coming to temple on Sunday or any other day is like going to pilgrimage from home to the temple of the Lord. Because temple of the Lord is not different from Vaikuntha, he used to tell. The Lord resides and devotees of Lord resides. And the devotees of the Lord serve the Lord with love and devotion, dedicate their lives. They get Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha atmosphere means Lord stays as a center of attraction in that place. Devotees stay around him and 24/7 serve him with great love and devotion. And others from outside come to associate with them. Those who serve the Lord 24/7, others come to associate with them, to open their hearts. Katayanta samam tubhyam bodhayanta parasparam, to enlighten one another with each other's spiritual experiences. His Holiness Samalkrishna Maharaj told that the primary purpose of the temple is to associate with devotees at Guhyam Akhyati Prucham level. Tadati Pratikunati is very good level to give gifts and take gifts from devotees of love. And Bhungte Bhojete Chaiva happens automatically. You don't have to guide anybody. Please come and feed yourself, and please come and feed him. So natural actually. So that happens automatically. But Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati takes some time. Opening our heart confidentially to others and hearing confidentially from others also. Thus making very solid spiritual progress. Extremely important. All of us have come here now. So happy to see so many youngsters. Such a joy to see youngsters on a Sunday morning in the temple of Lord Vishnu to hear about the Lord. Otherwise we go many places, we see old people. So nothing wrong having old people, but I'm also old and I'm getting old day by day. That is not the point. The point is when the cream of society, the youngsters, they take up Krishna consciousness at a young age. Like I was a college student when I took it up. And so many college students were there. Such joy was there. So when we see youngsters taking up the process of Krishna consciousness, we feel great hope that the movement has great future. The movement will be carried on. It's great enthusiasm and zeal. You all want to carry on with enthusiasm? All those who want, say yes. Thank you very much. So when you all have come all the way on Sunday giving up your personal agendas, so we have to analyze, are we fulfilling the purpose after coming here? Are we sitting with the devotees opening our hearts? Are we sitting with the devotees hearing their counsel? Are we taking their advice to advance in Krishna consciousness? Do we have such friendship with the devotees so that we can sit down with them and talk to them? That is something. Hearing class is something not very difficult because you can sit down and hear the class. If you don't like, you can go to sleep also. That's all, a lot of choices are open for you. But sitting with one devotee and sitting with him and opening his heart, your heart, you cannot sleep that time. You have to open your heart and discuss heartfelt way. And actually speaking, the real advancement takes place there only. If at all it has to take place. Where you sit down with devotees and open your hearts. Because we don't open our hearts to anybody who is around, you know. Even though everybody is a devotee around, but there's something like the cord which has to be struck. We have to feel comfortable. Our personalities must match. And after the personalities match, there has to be advancement and some substance in Krishna consciousness. So that when the Adan Pradan, the exchange takes place, there is spiritual progress. There is spiritual progress, spiritual purification, soul gets purified. And we march towards Krishna on the path of love and devotion. So let us all always focus on basics. Mind will tell you should read Chaitanya Bhagavat now. You should read Sararth Darshini, the Tika of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You will get a lot of temptations like that. But ABCD is extremely important. When ABCD are strong, then XYZ can be strong. ABCD is not strong, how can you reach XYZ? It's the ultimate end of the whole thing. So that's why even the famous cricketer, the famous successful cricketer, whenever people would go to him to ask something, he would start from standing, how to stand on the pitch with a bat. How much distance should be there with 2 feet? Where to stand on the crease? And people would feel, I want to learn how to do off drive. He said, first learn to stand properly. Then off drive, then off on drive, then hook. Otherwise, lean bold. If you don't stand properly. So like that, if you do not do A, B, C, D properly, associate with devotees, with heart, then we will get clean bold. We may be chanting 64 rounds, 128 rounds on Ekadashi day in seclusion. It's good, it's very good. Instead of having filmy songs for 8 hours, it is good to chant for 8 hours. But association of devotees is extremely important. Kathayantastu mam tubhyam bodhayanta parasparam. Enlightening one another in the subject of Krishna. It's extremely important. That is the situation which will help us to go ahead in Krishna consciousness. And that is why all this Sunday gathering is there. You may not be able to sit with each and everybody, but at least some people you can sit with and really discuss your difficulties, their difficulties, how to solve, how to get progress, how to get answers, how to go ahead in Krishna consciousness. And we have all the best things in the world. Huh? Just think. As soon as you come in, you see Lord Jagannath standing so gloriously, gorgeously, dressed up nicely. So many devotees have done so much of efforts to dress them so beautifully, ornament them nicely. Then you have the holy name. I came in, I was welcomed with the holy name. Then there's dancing. Then there's prasadam. Everything is so perfect. And prasadam is Lord Himself, personality of the Lordhead, Godhead Himself coming to you in the form of eatable. So you can relate to it very easily. And then opportunity to meet devotees. Then opportunity to serve the Lord. Some service is there to serve prasadam, some cleaning something, carrying something from one place to another, helping some devotee, putting chairs, putting the mats, guiding people, announcements, make them comfortable. Then whatever you need for household is available outside. In Krishna consciousness only. We have cow shampoo, we have cow soap, cow toothpaste. So you need this daily. But you can make it Krishna conscious. I must tell you this, last 15 years I have not used any other soap than cow soap. No other shampoo than cow shampoo. No other shaving cream than cow shaving cream. Everything possible. Oil, hair oil. Everything of cow dung, cow urine. So every single morning you use those things, you are getting purified. This is life actually. Each and every step is directed towards getting spiritual purification and making advancement in Krishna consciousness. While you are putting shampoo on the head in the morning, think of the cows and take bath. Even if you think of the cows, you get purified. Ultimate purification is available. Then we drink Gomutra Arka after lunch, 1 spoon in 1 glass of water. Then we take Panchagavya in the morning many times. Take cow ghee on the rice with sambar. It's like routine activities. But each and every routine activities can be done with full awareness in the heart. While you eat, remember, Eishaka Krishna Swadilo, and you eat. Not that this is gulab jamun, and this is sambar, and this is rasam, and this is idli, and this is dosa, and this is medu vada. No, we eat everything that this is accepted by Krishna. Krishna has tasted this, and I am so fortunate to also taste this. You drink water, rasoham apsukonteya. You drink water and you remember Krishna has a taste of water. I go to Bangalore, it's different taste. I go to Allahabad, a different taste. I go to Mumbai, a different taste. Full of variety. But everything is Krishna ultimately. The taste of water. Then look in the sky, so hot it is. Yes, the sun is the eye of the Lord. At night you see the full moon, it's oh, so cool. That moon is also eye of the Lord. Like that. Living life with full awareness. Jagruti. Not Sushupti. Sushupti is very common, na? Well, in the class also. But Jagruti is extremely important. Be fully aware with all the senses, focused on Krishna. And what we are discussing is not impossible, only meant for sadhus who are in jungle, who are not having family life, who don't have money. It's not for these people who have money and family and business and duties to perform in world. It's only for those who have renounced, gone to forest, no wife, no husband, no money, no business, no bank balance, only Krishna, only Brahmacharya. It is equally applicable to all those who are outside and all those who are inside. Arakta and Virakta, for both. Those who are attached and detached. For everybody, the goal remains same. Whether it is saffron or white, the goal of the life is not different for different colors. As long as and as far as which is truly real, that we are spirit souls, the goal of life remains same. Because the color can change, na? From saffron to white, white to saffron. They always change. So there is no problem about that. Grihe thako vanne thako sadahari bole dako suke duke bule nako bodane hari naam korore Gai Gora Madhur Swari Nam Gai Gora Madhur Swari. It doesn't make any difference whether we are Grihasthas or Sannyasis or Vanprasthis or Brahmacharis. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, we need to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Whatever we do, wherever we go, simply take the holy name of the Lord. And if your lip is decorated with the holy name of the Lord, you become the most beautiful person on earth. You become very beautifully ornamented. The greatest shringar of the world is the holy name on the lips, Tulsi Kanti Mala on the neck, Tilak on the forehead. You don't need any makeup. This is the best makeup you can do. Which gives life to you, which gives life to the dead. Murde ko jinda bana deta hai. These are the ornaments which we wear. So please, I spoke a few words on this coming together in temple. Do not forget this ever. Many people come to meet sometimes so that one business deal is there with somebody. So by the way, when Sunday feast going on, I can do also talk to him about check kyun nahi aaya, why you didn't send check, I sent a material like that. I have to fill up some forms for LIC policy, then my devotee agent will come. So I'll also write my policy signatures and all. Well, you can do that. But do not come to temple for those reasons. Or you don't come to temple to only do shopping. Okay, sabun khatam ho gaya, to jana padta. You can, might as well do that. No doubt about it. You can buy ghee, you can buy oil, you can buy soap, shampoo, everything you can buy. But don't forget what have you come for. Lord is waiting for you here. So many people are working so hard, decorate them for you, to give you the benefit. Huh? Even if you are not a Brahmin, or not a deity worshipper, or you know, don't do anything with deity worshipping. But when you see the Lord, which is worshipped by others and dressed by others, you are also doing deity worship. Please understand. Taking darshan of the Lord when you come to temple is deity worship. Because the worshipper of the deities who decorates them is incomplete till you come and see them. The Lord can see you and you see Him and Lord will see you. That is the completion of deity worship. When you come and see the deities and greet them, we actually come, as per our acharyas, come to temple to offer our lives at the feet of the Lord. Remind ourselves, this life is meant for you, my Lord. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpiluntu apade nanda kishor. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpiluntu apade nanda kishor. To sing this we come here. My Lord, my mind, my soul, my intelligence, my existence is at your feet, my Lord. Please accept me as your own. Apanar boli, make me your own, my Lord. To say these nice words, we come here. To make him ours and make us his, we come here. And around that, there is katha. Around that, there is good prasad. Around that, there is dancing, holy name, is all that. There is a beautiful arrangement for all of us. So please keep this up always on Sunday, the day when you come here. And bring everybody also in that same mood. Pull them in that mood. That, you know, so many devotees have struggled to get this place nicely decked up, rent, electricity bills, festivals, deity worship, decorations, shringar. Somebody is running behind, no? It's like, I've come here, lights are on, fan is on, recorder is on, recording, I mean, sound system is on, asana is in place, deities are in place, flowers are there to offer Prabhupada. Somebody is working for that, no? It's not automatic. I've not pressed a software on my app on my mobile when I came, and things just came in front of me, no? Devotees are arranging that, hard work. All the background hard work is somehow to help all of us to progress in Krishna consciousness. Make our life successful. Make our life free from sense gratification, free from downfall, free from suffering, free from pain of material life. That is why all this arrangement is there. When the temple is big as Mayapur or Kanpur or small like Bangalore or previously Mira Road, very small. What matters is the spirit. It's not the volume. It's not the area. It's not how many crores have been put in that. What is success and important is the consciousness, bhav behind that. And then whether you have a very small temple with small congregation, what attracts people is a loving relationship between the devotees. When the outsiders see you, each other, relating to one another, with love and affection and service mood and compassion, then people will look at you and feel this is what we are missing in our life. And then they will start coming here to relish the same thing that you are relishing every day or every week when you come here. So the essence of a success of a temple is the congregation of devotees who are bound with love and affection with each other, for the sake of service to one another, eagerly waiting to serve each other, to please one another. That is bhakti. That is Goloka life. That is Vaikuntha life. Everybody comes together with love and affection for each other, serve them nicely, take care of them, help them in their difficult times. Devotee care is not on the paper only. In the SGBC resolution, devotee care is very important. It has to be demonstrated practically on Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday, whenever we come. And that loving relations between the devotees, and the devotees knitted together in large numbers in that affection, will attract all the other conditioned souls, so that they know that we are missing this in our life. We want this in our life. Look at these people, how happy they are, how blissful they are. They are also like me and you and me. But so happy they are, dancing together, eating together, having nice time, festival. People are suffering in life due to the strife in the world. They come together and see here, devotees are swaying. Although there is heat and cold and demonetization, still devotees are still chanting the same Maha Mantra and same Sunday program and same house programs. doesn't affect them. How does it not affect them? How am I so affected? And now these devotees are so blissfully smiling and dancing as if nothing has happened, nothing affects them. Now that secret we have to exhibit to the devotee, others, and then others will get attracted. Srila Prabhupada, in one morning program, he had incorporated 42 principles out of 64 principles given by Rupa Goswami. Please open Nectar of Devotion and study those 64 items of bhakti, and you will come to know 42 out of them are already there in the morning program, ending with prasad also included. 42 items out of 64 items of Shuddha Bhakti are included very intelligently by Prabhupada in just a morning program. If you were to do on your own, it's so difficult for you to manage everything. But in one temple morning program, from Mangalarti to Prasadam, you are automatically performing 42 items of bhakti. That is the intelligence of a pure devotee. It makes it very easy. Everything he makes it easy for us. The same controlling the senses is a difficult subject matter. But here we come, dance in Krishna consciousness and chanting Hare Krishna, eating only prasadam after offering to Lord, embracing devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Automatically they get controlled. Not like sitting like this in the forest, looking at the tip of the nose and trying to control the sleep, not to fall asleep, but to think of Krishna. Very difficult, it becomes very difficult, simple things. But Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada has made it so easy for us. So we have to constantly be aware of these things, how fortunate we are. Without doing much efforts, things are becoming so easy for us. The most difficult, complicated things appear so difficult, so easy when we come to the temple amongst the devotees. So Prabhupada is inviting everybody, come and enjoy. Why be miserly and stay at home and suffer in loneliness, in misery and frustration? Come together, have the best food in the world, meet the best people in the world who are not having any selfishness, no motivation, who are so loving, who are so caring, who have nothing to take from you, only to give you. Where you meet such people? Everybody is exploiting, everybody is selfish, everybody is motivated, everybody is envious and arrogant and proud in the material world. Whom you meet in working place and staying place and marriage places and gatherings and everybody. Here when you come, you meet people, may not be everybody, but at least majority of people are so kind and loving and humble and serving you and caring for you and don't want to do anything so selfishly with you. So we want to give that experience of Vaikuntha to everybody. So please, I beg all of you to remember this, the beautiful purpose of the Sunday feast program. And without talking about book distribution, our talk will not be complete today. This is the month of Margashirsh, where on the Shuddha Ekadashi, Mokshuddha Ekadashi, Sri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. And in the name of that, and also Margashirsha being the month which is not different from Krishna, also very auspicious month, Sri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita also in this month. With that purpose we go out and distribute the books which Srila Prabhupada wrote. I'm sure you know, all of you know that Prabhupada sacrificed his sleep to write these books. And everybody should nicely sleep, rejuvenating their bodies after full day's exhaustion. He would get up in the middle of the night. And that not in India or in Vrindavan office where everything was set for him. Wherever he would go, he would have the same routine. He had no time to undergo jet lag also. How many of you have gone abroad? You know what is jet lag, right? How difficult it is. It takes 7 days sometimes to come to the terms with the situation after reaching there. Srila Prabhupada had no time for jet lag also. He would just get on to the routine of that place immediately after reaching that place. Eating time, sleeping time, Mangalarti time, Sandhyarati time, everything fixed. And then again, waking up in the middle of the night at whatever time is also fixed. Why he would do that? because he knew what people cannot preach, the books can preach. What people cannot enlighten, the books can enlighten others. And books will go long way. Even if our life ends, the books will continue. Books will never perish, you know. Books can remain in your shelf. One generation can pass away. Second generation can pick the book and transform their lives. And you may not have met the second generation. They must be in the womb that time. But the book can also reach the people in the womb after they come out of the womb. So many revolutions in the material world, they have taken place because of books. Because of books only. Where people cannot reach, the books reach. Where you cannot reach, the books reach. And what you cannot answer and what is difficult for you to explain, the books will explain. That is why Prabhupada sacrifices sleep for writing books. But if you would have slept like you and me normally, he would not have any time to write books. Writing book is a very difficult activity in one sense. It requires a lot of concentration and a lot of peaceful environment. Nothing bothering you, at least externally and within also. You need a typical mindset to write the book. And sometimes in a busy schedule, taking out 1 hour in that kind of environment, peaceful, not disturbing outside, everything, and sit down and write something, it's not easy actually. So he would find the best time out in the middle of the night. And all of us are snoring, deep slumber. He would be up, a small table lamp and dictaphone, and he would write. Whenever I speak and think about this, you know, I become very emotional, because how much dear sleep is to us, imagine. When we feel sleepy and we go to sleep and some doorbell rings or telephone bell rings, how irritated we are. Head is blasting, splitting, headache. And then after some time you can't get sleep and again you want to go to sleep. Something, last thing you can get disturbed in sleep. You know, fast asleep. And plus somebody tells you that today you can't sleep because some important work is there. You have to stay up and finish the work. It's such a painful thing to stay up in the night and do the work. Unless you have love for that work, like mother taking care of the child. But if the work is not so great for you and you are supposed to sit down and do the work, sacrificing your sleep, so painful actually. And plus when you don't sleep and you get up in the morning, you have a hangover, you have a headache, everything is irritable to you, everything just hits you. Somebody just plays kartal there, it hits your inner brain inside somewhere. The whole day goes like that, you don't get bowels clear, you have acidity, you have nauseous feeling. You have experienced all that? This is always there. Imagine at 70 years of age he began, and then till 81 he was always doing this only, writing, writing and writing and writing only. My dear friends, the last moment when he was in Vrindavan, you have visited that bed where Prabhupada ji left his body, still maintained nicely there in the Prabhupada quarters in Vrindavan. 3 months before leaving this world, he didn't have anything. He was fasting. He only was a bag of bones and skin and some veins clotting over that. Hardly any muscle was there. His eyebrows would need to be lifted to see somebody. The disciples would say, Prabhupada, see who has come to meet you. And they will lift his eyelids. So weak he was. He was not having strength even to lift his eyelids. And then devotees would hold it up till he would see him. As soon as they leave, the eyelids would drop down. In such a weak condition, he's translating Brahma Samohan Leela. Very crystalline, clear words of wisdom. Please read that chapter, those chapters of Brahma Samohan Leela. It was the last chapter he translated and purported. And when you read that, have that in my mind at background, that this was written from a deathbed. There's nothing. You can't even lift your finger. People have to lift his finger and keep aside to do whatever they wanted to do, clean him or massage him or mop him. In that situation also, he was fully alert spiritually. He was not in comatose condition. He was in full consciousness. spiritual consciousness, pristine consciousness, clear consciousness, like a bell sound. And he would translate and give purports. Brahma Samohan Lila. For whom he did this? Anybody would have blamed him or charged him or given memo to him? You are still alive in the world, you don't write books. What the hell are you doing? You are sleeping on the bed? Why aren't you doing your service of writing books? Bhagavatam is incomplete. 10th canto is incomplete. 11th canto, 12th canto is still remaining. Who will do that? You are sleeping on the bed here. For last so many months you are lying on the bed. Anybody would say that to him? Nobody would say that to him. In fact, they were saying, Prabhupada, you are doing so much. You can now relax, take rest. You can do whatever you like, that is to think of Krishna. But you are still translating. So still, that is the, we say in the movies, in poetry, you know, Akhri saans tak, till the last breath of mine, till the last dharkan in the heart, I love you, I give my life to you. It's only good in writing poetry. No one practices that. It is written and said only to receive that, wah, wah, kya baat hai. Only for that it is written and said. It has no meaning actually. But here is a person who has lived to that poetry. Akhri saans tak, akhri dhadkan tak, till the last heartbeat and last breath. He has served the Lord. He served the devotees. He served all of us. We have not even met him. He has not met us, we have not met him. But even without meeting you and me, he was serving us at that from that bed by writing those purports, which we and me are reading today. So हम लोग कहते हैं ना वो ए मेरे दशवतन के लोगों जरा याद करो कुर्बानी जो शहीद हुए उनकी जरा याद करो कुर्बानी. Many people cry, even I had cried many times. Those who have died for you to give you a chance to live happily in your houses in the country, they have died on the border for you. Here is a person who has laid down his life for all of us to save us till the last breath. So kehte na ki yaad karo kurbani, please remember his sacrifice, what he has done for us, sacrificing his sleeps. You see old people when they go beyond 70-75, they are just falling asleep only. Unfortunately, they don't want to, but body is such that after every 10 minutes they just fall off sleep. So fragile, weak, the body in organs in the body are. You know, Prabhuji, your mother and mother-in-law, so weak, they can't walk around, they can't talk, they can't see, they can't hear. So many conditions are there. Prabhupada was in the same condition, had two heart attacks and so many problems were there. But so many years of his old age, he has not slept in the night. There's something called as also beautiful period in the night where you get very sound sleep. In the first prayer of the night, the second prayer of the night, early morning, you're supposed to really undergo that sleep to rejuvenate yourself and stand up in the daytime nicely. All your success in the daytime depends on the situation in the night time. No? Is this not true? When you slept well, then you clear your bowels well and the day goes well in the morning. But here is Prabhupada would wake up in the middle of the night, 11:30 or 11 o'clock in the night. Until 4 a.m. he would write the books. And then as people will get up, he also will get up. And then he will chant Hare Krishna with them, attend Mangal Arati. Everything what you do, he will do. But he has not slept, you have slept well. And he will wake you up also. See? So much pains he has taken. And after doing all that work for all these years, last many years he just was on bed completely, unable to move. Still he was serving by writing, speaking the translations and purports. For what he did all these things? For you and me to read. He said, I am writing books, I want you to distribute, but primarily I wrote for you to read. This is said when he was publishing Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, I'm writing so many books, you all are not printing with my speed. But don't just get into printing. I have written the books for you to read. Please read the books and also distribute them. They are meant for, as much as they are meant for others' purification, they are meant for our purification also, wherever we are, for us to make progress from that stage. They may have not begun. It's for them to begin. But you have begun for you to make progress. This is how it is. So remembering the sacrifice, please read his books. They are meant for our spiritual progress. For 10,000 coming years, even if you go back to Godhead, or unfortunately you come back for whatever mistake, they are still there for you. They will wait for you. Even if you fall down, he will catch you and give shelter to you, give guidance to you, give inspiration to you, give hope to you, give happiness to you, relief from miseries. The books will give you, please understand, books have Srila Prabhupada in them. Prabhupada will take you on his lap, caressing you with love. He'll give you knowledge and inspiration to go ahead in life. He will always be there. Even though bodily he has left us 77, but he will be always there to help us. When I was reading books in Saudi Arabia, I was working there. Unfortunately, I had to go there for some time with some difficult conditions of my life. And with great tricks, I carried so many cookery books and medical books and many things, and I was inserted in between Chaitanya Charitamrit. You know, but removing covers, everything, and looking like an old, used, many, many times read kind of book. I removed all the covers and gave them name, Textbook of Medicine. In many, many, many books. I paid 20 years back 2700 rupees as an air freight to be able to carry that one book in between, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I was so happy it cleared, it didn't get caught. And that was the only thing I had. And then I would read it every morning for 1 hour. And believe me, I was alone. There were no friends, no devotees, nothing. In the hotel, going to work every day. Every single day in the morning when I would open that Chaitanya Charitamrita and read the purports, I would every day without fail get a feeling that Srila Prabhupada, very lovingly, my grandfather is taking me in his lap with his hand on my shoulder, nicely caressing me, explaining me what he has to say in the purport. And that's a fact, not in Saudi Arabia only. It is here also the same thing. Only thing, we are not aware of that so much. We don't feel so much importance of that. But Srila Prabhupada is doing that to everybody who is reading his books. Because in the same mood he wrote the books, you know, putting his hand on your back, trying to explain to you and me, he wrote the books. With all those suffering souls who are having problems in the material world, living the life in the material world. So, this is Srila Prabhupada's mood when he wrote the books. And if we do not read the books, then the purpose of book is finished. And when you will read the books, you will get that conviction and enthusiasm to distribute it to others. It's not about scores, you know. This temple did 1,000, that temple did 1 lakh, and that temple did 10 lakh. This temple became number one in the world. It's not this kind of game. The thing is that you must have that inspiration because you read the book and you got benefited. That realization should help you to give the book to other. To have that compassion, ki I got that big wealth by reading this book. My friend, my neighbor, my co-fellow living in the world should get the same benefit. And just distributing hundreds of Gitas by many, many wonderful tricks in the material world, it's fine, very good. But if you have not read it, be sure they will not read it also. You are passing on a legacy. Whenever you do, whatever you do, you are passing on your legacy unknowingly. If you have not read the book, you are passing on the legacy of not reading the book to that person also. He also buy the book for satisfying you and put in his shelf. Because you have done same thing. You have bought the book and put in your shelf. It is as it is. As it was and as it will be. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Jashi hai tasi. So we don't want to do that. We want to delve in the nectar which is there in the book. What Lord Krishna has told Arjun. How he enlightened him. How he uplifted him. How he counseled him. How he gave him life. From the stage of moroseness. From the stage of depression. How he gave him existence. How he gave him enlivenment. How he made him stand? He fell down on the chariot, giving up his bow and arrow. How he made him stand? And next 18 days he made him stand and fight with great valor and enthusiasm. Something must have happened in between. A person who says, the greatest warrior of the world, his Gandiva is the champion Gandiva, Dhanushya. Everybody is so scared with the sound, the twang that it makes. And also identify, oh, this is Arjun. And they get scared or they get happy. Whatever, if they are enemy, they get scared. They are happy if they are friends. Oh, this is Arjuna's Gandiva being twanged by him. That personality was champion warrior of the world. Says, I just cannot hold this Gandiva. My hands are burning. My hairs are standing on end. It's slipping out of my hand. I'm falling down. I just can't stand anymore. The real strength is not physical. The real strength is mental. When the mind is finished, you may be a champion wrestler in the world. You are Mr. Nobody. That kind of situation Arjuna had to go through. And then Krishna came. And he spoke something most valuable, most powerful, most full of substance, at right time, at precise words, which will be palatable and digestible for the person who is in that condition. He is giving a medicine to a sick person. Right medicine, right time, in right dosage, in right situation, in right words he is giving. And what is the difference? That fellow again got up, lifted his bow, lifted his arrow, twanged again, Savdhan! Yes, we start the war. And he fought the biggest war in life with great success. Today also we are discussing about it. So that great science which was spoken on the battlefield, not in the classroom, not in the scheduled classroom, all students are sitting, they are all ready to listen. The most vulnerable, precarious situation of life, it was spoken. And not elaborately, 3 days seminar went on, everybody is waiting, what's happening here? We are ready with the weapons, we are ready with the weapon. What is happening in between? This guy is just attending the seminar only. It's not like that. To be precise, looking at the situation, it was told. The same thing could have been told in 8 days' time, in a very elaborate manner. So that is the kind of precision that Bhagavad Gita has. To the point, what you need to know, no extra word, no less word. You need to know this and it was told. And such a beautiful description, it is not only meant for a warrior who is standing in the war, not meant for only sannyasis, not meant for only grihasthas who have wife and children and money and business. He spoke in the name of him, everything that is needed by everybody in the world in that small period of time and caused such great transformation of the heart for the biggest man in the world, the most pristine and glorious student that he had. In his name, everybody was told what had to be told. And till today, although there are so many controversial religions in the world, still they do salam to Bhagavad Gita. There is a Islamic scholar or a biblical scholar or Judaic scholar, whoever it is, Buddhist scholar, they will say thank you and respect Bhagavad Gita. Our Prime Minister said to the Japanese minister, gave him deluxe Bhagavad Gita and told him, I do not have anything better than this to give you. And you don't have anything better than this to receive. You see, it requires courage to even say this on the national platform. But so boldly he did that. We are proud of him. But that is what a king or a leader of the nation is supposed to be. To preach dharma. So it is this science which is in front of you, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is so glorious that the Lord has spoken this with his own mouth. It is Bhagavat Vani, Ishwar Vani, Parameshwar Vani it is. It's not told by somebody to somebody. It's also important, repetition is important, but this is directly from the lotus mouth of the Lord to the most choicest, the selected student of the Lord. And that was spoken there. And then copied by, compiled by Vyasadeva, by television Siddhi, and handed down to us step by step from acharyas and down to us. And whenever it is handed over, handed down, always there is some making easy effort. For example, suppose I give you a jackfruit, and you have so much difficulty eating that. You have to put oil and sit there. You have to be expert how to cut it. You know how to take out the what you have to take, cut it out, remove everything else. That mother does for you, and you eat ready-made jackfruit. So acharyas, the santa, saintly people do the same thing. They don't give jackfruit to you. They do all the mehnat, all the efforts. Take out the pulp, take out the seed from the pulp. Cut it nicely, put it in a nice plate, put nice honey on that and give it to you. And you are so happy, you want more and more and more. And when you say more, if I give you another jackfruit in the hand, what will happen? So no, I want it that way only, which is where you give first time. And they keep giving you, never give jackfruit to you. They always give you the pulp in the hand. That is the mercy of the acharyas. If this Bhagavad Gita was given to you, only 700 shlokas, what will happen to us? I never studied Sanskrit. But he gave purport, he gave word-to-word translation, he gave one-line translation, he gave Sanskrit text, he gave English text, or for you, Kannada text. So everything detailed. You may sometimes feel, I quote so many nice, wonderful shlokas. I don't know anything of Sanskrit, by the way. All that I have learned, whatever I have learned, is because of these books only. Because the way they have given, Prabhupada gave the word meanings and understanding. It's so simple it is, so clear it is, that even a person like me, who is zero in Sanskrit, can quote Sanskrit shlokas and mesmerize you sometimes. You may be wondering, what, Prabhuji is so scholar, huh? The secret is a zero, complete zero. All the miracle of Srila Prabhupada was made the zero so beautiful, so attractive. Looks so attractive to be eatable and feel like eating it. So zero actually. So that much of hard work Prabhupada has done. I am not saying this because I am a Hare Krishna, I am follower of ISKCON, I am initiated in ISKCON, I have Diksha in ISKCON. No, as a third party, when I see this book, I understand how much hard work has been gone in this. So much effort to translate word by word, sentence by sentence. Hare Krishna. Thank you for reminder. It's 12:20 already. Okay, no problem. I'll speak for a few minutes more. So the point I am trying to make is we have to be grateful and accept this knowledge in that manner and give this knowledge to others also, so that Srila Prabhupada's sacrifice will be fructified and will be successful in transforming our hearts. So today's verse is as follows. Sorry, I'm extremely sorry for making this mistake. You know, whenever I talk about Prabhupada, this is what happens to me actually. Anyway, I remember his deathbed scene always, he's translating books from deathbed. And I know that I'm reading now, I can read now whatever he was translating from deathbed. So that overwhelms me, that's why this happens. Anyways, 25 shloka, na? Anyway, you will not repeat now, I'll just repeat myself only. Text 25, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Purusha Sukta confirmed. Vastunyoshadayasneha rasalloham radojalam rucho yajumshi samani chatur hotram cha sattama. Other requirements are utensils, grains, clarified butter, honey, gold, earth, water, the Rigveda, Yajurveda, the Samaveda, and four priests to perform the sacrifice. To perform a sacrifice successfully, at least four expert priests are needed. One who can offer hota, one who can chant udgata, one who can kindle the sacrificial fire without the aid of separate fire, that is Adhvaryu, Adhvaryu, one who lights the fire not by match, but by chanting a mantra. And one who can supervise, that is Brahma, not the Brahmadev, but is a person who is a priest, who is like the chief priest. Such sacrifices were conducted from the birth of Brahma, the first living entity, and were carried on till the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir. But such expert Brahman priests are very rare in this age of corruption and quarrel. And therefore, in the present age, only the yajna of chanting the holy name of the Lord is recommended. The scriptures enjoin, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyaiva, Nastyaiva, Nastyaiva Gatir Anyatha. Do we have to read the next sloka also? 26? Is that alright? First sloka? Okay. So, Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. In this verse, some discussion about yajna, homa, havan is mentioned. And many of you must have done some ritualistic homas at home, some pujas and something like that. And I have seen the purohits, you know, doing some mantras. What is the score? Century complete? Okay, century complete. Ah, okay. A wicket gir gaya? Kone gir gaya? Swaha. So many times I've seen. I feel, what a hoax, what a hypocrisy is this, you know. And then also I've seen in between, there's a something called as a break, you know, in yajna. Official break is there, and tea comes. They go out and smoke bidis and wash their mouth. They do Achmanam, Keshavaya, Narayana Madhava, and Govinda in Maha. And then start again. I've seen so many times this. And in weddings, wedding yajna, first of all, no one knows what is happening. Pujari chants the mantra and they say, Mama, Mama bolo. So then they, both of them say Mama. That means the Pujari takes the oaths and they say Mama. And what all he skips in between, and what all he, when he's bored, when they are late, he skips everything in between. No one knows what is happening. And they also are similar to people. They also want to get away with all these things. Jaldi karo, time ho raha hai. Bharat aake jana ka hai, babas bidai karna hai. Leave him. This is what usual scene today is, you know. Plus there's a package, marriage, 50,000 rupees. Grah Pravesh, 25,000 rupees. I'm not joking, huh? By the way. Shraddha, that is Antasamskar, 25,000 rupees. And no one knows what's happening actually. But they feel that they should be done, you know. That's very important to do actually. This is what is today's havan and homes are. But the real home is explained here, that there has to be Adhvaryu in that. Adhvaryu is the one who is so brahmanically powerful that he will chant a mantra and you will see fire coming up from the wood in the yajna kunda. That is a Brahmin. It's not Joshi and Upadhyays and Bhatta. I am a Brahmin. I am a South Indian Gaud Saraswat Brahmin from Udupi, Karnataka. In the vamsha of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. That's a fact. But doesn't mean anything. Because we eat fish and we eat chicken and we eat everything in the world and we smoke bidis and whatever, everything. But I'm a Brahmin, I want to marry a Brahmin girl only. And I want to, this is my priest, a Brahminical priest who does homan havan for only Brahmins. And these are the priests who only do havans for Kshatriyas and for Vaishyas, separate castes are there. And I am that Purohit who does only for Brahmin, the highest kind of priest. But I eat fish. So such kind of bogus activities are going on. The doer of the activity as a Purohit and the person who is getting it done for him, both are going to hell. Please understand. Because these things are like razor's edge. You can't play with razor's edge. You cut yourself. So when you are dealing with yajnas and sacrifices meant for Lord Vishnu and you are playing around that and misusing it and cheating people and you are not a bona fide person but still you act as a priest and do so many things, you are yourself going to hell and taking the hand of the yajman also taking him to hell. And both are happy paying each other to go to hell also. But what we learned in ISKCON, I personally learned, is such a genuine science which pressed me to become pure-hearted in my habits, in my words, in my action. Not just Guruji gave me Brahmin Diksha and put a thread around me, gave me some secret mantras which others don't have, and I'm allowed to give lecture now, I'm allowed to do deity worship now, I'm allowed to do yajnas now. It's not something false prestige that we are gaining by this. It's a big responsibility. When I conduct a wedding, it's a big responsibility. When I conduct a graha pravesh, when I conduct a namakarana, when I conduct a simuntanayana yajna, when I conduct a annaprashana yajna, it is all a very big responsibility. It's like spending 5 lakh rupees. Somebody tells you a work with 5 lakh rupees. You have to think, nah, 5 lakh rupees I have to arrange now. It's a big thing. My savings, I have to break some FDs and this and that and create 5 lakh rupees for this particular work. It really creates a gravity of situation. So for a Brahmin to perform a yajna, that kind of gravity is there. I have to spend something from within, what I have earned for so many years, to help somebody to get married or to enter a house or whatever samskar we are performing. It requires a lot of purity from within. With that purity, when you perform, the performer will get benefit, and the people who are getting it performed, they also will get the benefit. Because all the yajnas are done for samskaras and samskar. Samskaras are meant for spiritual purification, purifying the soul. That is why in Kali Yuga it is said, the best yajna, best sacrifice is to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'll tell you one quote from Shukracharya, from Bhagavatam, and I end my speech. Shukracharya was a purohit of demons, you know, Rakshas Guru, Daitya Guru he was. Bali Maharaj was his shishya, very triumphant king. And while doing his sacrifices, the hundreds, he told Bali Maharaj that he was telling Bali Maharaj in Satya Yuga, not in Kali Yuga. Satya Yuga is very advanced and very great people are there at that time. Real Brahmins who chant mantras and create fires. At that time, Shukracharya is saying, even though we all are so qualified and arrangements are so perfect and everything, but still there are mistakes in pronunciations, in the mood, my mind may be distracted, I may make some mistake deliberately, unknowingly. And all of us will suffer for that. That is why, oh dear Bali, I explained to you that all the mistakes knowingly, unknowingly performed in the yajna can be covered only by chanting the name of Lord Narayan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All the mistakes are pardoned and covered and make things, turn things into complete things when we chant the holy name. That's why when we perform yajnas, we begin with chanting the holy name, do in between again and again, and end with also a tumultuous end, kirtan. So that we know we are not qualified, but we are doing it sincerely. My Guru Maharaj also told, as long as you are very sincere, hearted, pure-hearted, unmotivated, and you chant the holy name beginning, middle and end, your yajna is successful. So we are not into rituals. We are into real yajna. And our yajna is based on the holy name of the Lord, which is the most merciful incarnation of the Kali Yuga for deliverance of all conditioned souls. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I have taken over time, so I don't know whether there is time to question answers. So I'll end here. Or is time for question answers? No. Yeah? Pardon me? Okay. So, with my brief talk, if anybody has any questions, any query, any doubt, any comment, most welcome. Does anybody have any question? Two people have no questions. One who has understood everything, at least what has been told. Not everything, but everything. And one who has not understood anything. So I hope and pray that you are the ones that have understood everything. Hare Krishna.